the State of the Union.
I am asking you to choose greatness.
President calls for unity and border security.
Where walls go up, illegal crossings go way, way down.
Date set for summit with North Korea.
They've made no move at all towards denuclearization.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan.
Madam Speaker, the President of the United States.
President Trump used his State of the Union speech last night to call for unity. CBS's Bill Rakoff says it came at a time when Washington seems more divided than ever.
The state of our union is strong.
The president's speech before the joint session of Congress was 82 minutes long, and it was meant to sound a bipartisan tone.
The agenda I will lay out this evening is not a Republican agenda or a Democrat agenda. It's the agenda of the American people.
The president made note of the changing demographics in Congress, particularly in the House.
We also have more women serving in Congress than at any time before.
That drew nearly unanimous applause, with many of the Democratic women all dressed in white, raising the roof with their hands and high-fiving each other. Mr. Trump also celebrated the success of the economy and the employment numbers of late.
African American, Hispanic American, and Asian American unemployment have all reached their lowest levels ever recorded.
The president made a bit of news in his speech as it pertains to North Korea.
Chairman Kim and I will meet again on February 27th and 28th in Vietnam.
But as much as the president mentioned bipartisanship, he also vowed to fight for his border wall.
Most of the people in this room voted for a wall, but the proper wall never got built. I will get it built.
A line that prompted Republicans to stand and clap and Democrats to shake their heads.
Well, everyone came together to raise their voices when Mr. Trump saluted Judah Semet, who survived last year's Pittsburgh synagogue attack. It was his 81st birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
A CBS News poll indicates 76% approved of the president's speech. A greater number of those who watched said they were Republicans. CBS's Steve Futterman has more on how the president's political critics are seeing things.
After the president spoke, the Democrat response was delivered by Georgia lawmaker Stacey Abrams, and she went after Mr. Trump.
Under the current administration, far too many hardworking Americans are falling behind.
Abrams blamed the president for causing the government shutdown.
The shutdown was a stunt engineered by the President of the United States.
And she said the Trump tax plan
rigged the system against working people. Rather than bringing back jobs, plants are closing, layoffs are looming.
She does not want Mr. Trump to fail,
but we need him to tell the truth.
Well, South Korea today has expressed optimism about the summit Mr. Trump announced with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. It's set for the end of the month in Vietnam. CBS News national security contributor Michael Morrell says since the first summit, North Korea has not made clear strides toward denuclearization.
We know that they continue to do activities on the ground to advance their program, and sanctions have weakened as other nations have loosened the restrictions. And most importantly, Kim has a seat on the stage. So what the president has to do at the second summit is has to incentivize or make clear to Kim that he's got to move towards negotiations.
Well, there's an investigation at Eastern Virginia Medical School, which is now at the center of a political firestorm. A racist photo in the school's 1984 yearbook threatens to bring down Virginia Governor Ralph Northam. He has resisted loud calls for his resignation. School president Dr. Richard Holman.
We all recognize that racism has no, and discrimination has no place in our society, and certainly not in a health sciences institution.
In 2014, the yearbook program was ended after photos the year before showed some students in Confederate uniforms. Nine of Northam's med school classmates say in a letter they do not believe he ever engaged in, promoted, tolerated, or condoned racism. An Alabama police officer who mistakenly shot and killed a black man at a shopping mall on Thanksgiving will not face charges. CBS's Maria Villarreal says those close to the victim are angered by that decision.
They are justifying shooting my son three times.
Emantic Bradford and April Pipkin say they want justice for the death of their son, EJ.
Bradford's family says he was trying to protect those around him.
This is murder. My son was going back to help his friend.
A 24-page report released by Alabama's attorney general concludes the unnamed officer who shot Bradford reasonably exercised his official duties during the three-second encounter. The Bradford family's attorney, Benjamin Crump, plans to file a civil suit against the city of Hoover.
The police officer, in less than 2 seconds, made a judgment call that he saw a black man, he saw a gun, he concluded that he's a criminal. And he shot him in the back.
Well, now to Wisconsin, where today the man accused of kidnapping a teenage girl and killing her parents will appear in court. CBS's Jamie Yukis has returned to check on how 13-year-old Jamie Kloss is doing after her 3-month ordeal as a captive.
People can buy the blue bracelets. Mm-hmm. And what do they say on him?
It's amazing.
Michelle Safford is friends with the Kloss family. She says since coming home, Jamie has spent time with loved ones and in therapy.
I don't think any of us can really know what she's going through, but I think that if she has to be with a group of people that will love her and support her for the rest of her life, she's in the perfect family to do that.
United Airlines says it's going to retrofit more than 100 planes to make room for more premium seating for higher-paying business customers. The airline also plans a 50-seat jet with mostly premium seats on key business routes. It's official. The Oscar ceremony later this month will have no host. ABC's entertainment president says the discussion after Kevin Hart withdrew and the mystery since has only helped build interest in the show. Well, today's workplace can be a relentless eyeful, as we hear from CBS's Matt Piper.
Are you a modern-day workaholic? A new survey by the Vision Council says 58% of Americans consider themselves just that. On average, we spend 7.5 hours in front of a screen every day, and 35% say they spend more than 9 hours a day focused on a screen. And it's painful. American workers suffer from eye pain 4 times a day, something nearly 80% think would happen less if they did not look at a computer screen so frequently. Matt Piper, CBS News.
On the heels of social media outrage, Adidas has pulled an all-white sneaker designed to celebrate Black History Month. To add to it, cotton is one of the fabrics in the design. Critics said the shoe sent the wrong message and was a tone-deaf tribute. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.